Welcome to Sound Ethics in Healthcare from the Department of Veterans Affairs National Center for Ethics in Healthcare. The topic of this edition is preventing, mitigating, and managing conflicts between clinicians and surrogates that are related to surrogate requests or demands.
I do think that there are some areas where we need to establish limits in the kinds of requests that surrogate decision makers request of us.
Hospitalist and clinician educator Dr. Paul Schneider is Ethics Consultation Coordinator with the VA Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System.
A wife who had married a patient in the intensive care unit who was incompetent on life support had prohibited the ICU team from speaking to her husband. While I could agree to not write a DNR against her will, I couldn't agree to her request to not even speak to the patient. I felt that there's no surrogate decision maker in the world who has the right to order doctors to not interact with their patient.
Dr. Ken Berkowitz, Chief of Ethics Consultation at the National Center for Ethics in Healthcare, says that there are circumstances when it may be ethically justifiable to decline to accommodate a surrogate's request or demand.
The obligation of a staff to comply with a surrogate's request is not without limits. In general, we should try to accommodate a surrogate's request, just like we try to accommodate a patient's request. But if something that a surrogate is requesting is contrary to VA policy or against the law or contrary to clear medical standards, then that request shouldn't be accommodated.
Dr. David Alfondre, a medical ethicist with the National Center for Ethics in Healthcare, says that circumstances under which staff should consider not accommodating a request include when the request is inconsistent with law, policy, or organizational values.
For instance, a surrogate might request that the entire intensive care unit team be a particular gender or a particular race.
When the request is determined to place an unreasonable burden on the institution, when the request would compromise the safety of other patients, the staff, or the public, or when the request is inconsistent with professional standards. Dr. Ellen Fox is VA's Chief Officer for Ethics in Healthcare.
As a healthcare professional, you really shouldn't say yes to unreasonable requests. If a treatment is truly not medically indicated or if it's contraindicated, you shouldn't agree to provide it.
So a patient may have a communicable illness where it's imperative that transmission within the hospital is minimized as much as reasonably possible. And so they're often put in negative pressure rooms. This does involve isolation. And to place a patient with communicable illness within the room of another patient would expose other patients unnecessarily to potentially dangerous infections.
Dr. Berkowitz.
I think if staff are faced with an unusual request or demand from a surrogate, they need to conduct themselves in a manner similar to the way they always interact with patients or surrogates. They need to actively listen to what the surrogate is requesting or demanding. They need to consider the request or demand respectfully. If they're concerned about it or have questions about it, they need to clarify exactly what the request or demand is and to understand the basis for it. And they need to really think about it with an open mind, get all of the necessary information on which to make a decision about how they're going to proceed.
Barbara Chanko, a medical ethicist with the National Center for Ethics in Healthcare, notes that if a request is determined to be legitimate but difficult to fulfill because it calls for services not provided at a facility, it still might be possible to honor the request by other means.
In VA, we often, if there's a legitimate request and the service is not provided at a facility, we will often contract it out or fee base it out. And that, I think, is a way to meet some of the demands or the requests of the surrogate.
In some cases, requests from surrogates to change hospital practices have eventually resulted in changes to the entire VA health system.
Visitation is one of those issues. You know, as we became more patient-centered and as the value and the benefit to the patient of having visitors come was demonstrated, the visiting hours gradually opened. They were longer and longer until, at this point, virtually any family member or surrogate can visit at almost any time.
When it is determined that a surrogate's request will not be accommodated, there are certain procedures that should be followed.
There should be a clear discussion with the surrogate about why it can't be accommodated. I think the better you explain that decision and you give the reasons behind it, the more likely the surrogate is to understand the decision and accept the decision of the staff.
You know, we use the word deny requests, but I think that in thinking about patient-centered care, in thinking about shared decision-making, it's sometimes more to me a sense of being able to share with the surrogate why something is not possible. It's not just a straight out, no, we can't do that. It's really trying to engage in a partnership with the surrogate so that they can appreciate why it is that it's not feasible.
I think it's important to tell the surrogate about what opportunities they have to have the request reconsidered or appealed to a higher authority. There's a clinical appeals mechanism which the surrogate can avail themselves of like a patient could. This is the patient representative. There's an ethics consultation. So if you're saying no to someone and you explain it to them in an empathetic and open way and they still object, they still may have opportunities to have their request considered further.
Meanwhile, the staff should continue to work with the surrogate to identify other practical and appropriate options that meet the surrogate's identified concerns. For links to additional resources related to topics mentioned in this production, visit ethics.va.gov/education. If you have a topic that you would like to see presented in a podcast or multimedia production, send an email to vhaethics@va.gov. Sound Ethics in Healthcare is brought to you by the Department of Veterans Affairs National Center for Ethics in Healthcare.